Google says it's been intercepting information from private Wi-Fi networks by mistake. The company made the disclosure on its blog today after coming under scrutiny by German privacy regulators. NPR's Martin Kosty has been following the story. He joins us now. Martin, Google has been intercepting Wi-Fi signals. Exactly how?
From those Street View cars. You may have noticed them in traffic. They're these cars that drive around. They go up and down the street, and they've got a little box on the roof with some lenses sticking out. And those are the cars that take those photos that you see later on the Street View feature on Google Maps. And they're not the only company that does this, by the way. Other mapping companies have it, too. Over the years, the Europeans have been more bugged by these than we are. They've always found it creepier. They haven't liked when Google looks through their windows, so to speak. And under pressure from some German regulators recently, Google said that, yes, we also have something besides cameras in those cars. We have a device that intercepts Wi-Fi signals. And it just kind of picks out those signals out of the air as it goes by your house.
And what's Google doing with that information?
This is all about geolocation, which is supposedly the next big gold rush on the internet. It's all about cataloging the Wi-Fi signals. Each signal has its fingerprint, an address. It's called a MAC address. Cataloging those, noting where it is in the world, and then they've got this big, nice list of geographical points in the world, which they can then use for their smartphone application. So then your smartphone later on, if someone comes to visit you in your house, your smartphone senses that Wi-Fi signal. Oh, yes, I remember that through Google. It knows exactly where it is. So that's supposed to be the big bucks in the future, is geolocation. The big mistake that Google says it made, which it revealed today, is that for unprotected, non-password protected Wi-Fi signals, more than just the address was being collected.
So they got a little bit more information. What kind of information did they collect?
It looks like it was very fragmentary stuff. I've seen hackers do similar things, kind of snagging Wi-Fi signals as they pass places. You get little bits and pieces. And in this case, even less than that, because their receiver was changing frequencies 5 times a second, so it would keep changing channels. So they probably just got bits of gobbledygook out of context, maybe a piece of an email or a little bit of an audio file. Out of context, it would be very hard to find any meaning in it. Nonetheless, they're very much in damage control right now. The senior vice president there, Alan Eustace, was basically talking to any reporter who wanted to talk to him today about this because they really want to control this.
We feel like that data was not what we intended to collect. We got it by mistake. We're taking every step we can to destroy that data. It wasn't used in our products, and we feel that it's very important for us to take responsible actions given the situation.
So Google plans to destroy this information. What's the larger worry?
Well, Google has always been battling this image of being the big brother of the internet age, that it sees all, knows all. It tries to counter that by trying to offer more information about how they do things, to be open, to have this blog where they talk about how they run their operation. But at the same time, to be caught now, supposedly mistakenly taking people's private Wi-Fi chatter out of midair, well, that certainly doesn't help this image that they've been battling of the big brother. So I think they're going to have to live this down.
Martin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Martin Kosty in Seattle.